Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe has sworn in two vice presidents ahead of talks on forming a cabinet, throwing power-sharing negotiations into further jeopardy. The opposition movement for democratic change said it doubted mediation by former South African President Thabo Mbeki today would be able to get Mugabe's ZANU-PF party to compromise. MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai said yesterday his party could walk away from a power-sharing deal he signed with Mugabe if Mbeki's latest mediation effort failed to end a deadlock and how to divide key ministries. Meanwhile, EU President France warned today the European Union could step up sanctions on Zimbabwe unless President Robert Mugabe adheres to the terms of a power-sharing accord. We spoke to the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Vigil in London, Dennis Benton, who says Mbeki's not the right man to mediate.
Mbeki now has lost complete influence. He's been ousted as president in South Africa. And even though SADC has asked him to continue his mediation, he has no real clout. No one is going to bend Mugabe unless they have the ability to threaten him. The only people who can threaten him basically are the South Africans, because SADC has basically been too hands-off. They've refused to meet their obligations to the region in terms of observing human rights in the member countries of SADC.